Evangelistic Temperance. Chapter 5. How to Breathe. We have studied the teachings of nature as to what is the only right way to breathe. It will now be well to study the teachings of the Spirit on the same subject, that we may have all the light possible upon it. They should perseveringly practice speaking in a low, distinct tone, exercising the abdominal muscles in deep breathing, and making the throat the channel of communication. This is right breathing, and only this is right breathing. The abdominal muscles, or muscles of the abdomen, form the structure which God has built that men and women may breathe for health. This confirms what we learn from nature itself, that no effort is to be made by the lungs, no strain is to be brought upon them. They are not made for that. Whenever this is done, it is only warring against life. You are not to breathe with your lungs, nor to talk with your throat. The abdominal muscles are to be used to breathe with and to talk with. The lungs are not to be active, but passive. They are not to act, but to be acted upon by the machinery which is to be kept in motion by the exercise of the abdominal muscles. So likewise with the throat, it is not to be the organ, but only the channel of communication. The exercise of the muscles of the abdomen, causing contraction of the lungs, forces the air through the throat over the vocal cords, and thus creates the tones. Then the tongue, teeth, and lips cut the tones into words, and thus speech is formed. Therefore, do not breathe with the lungs, and do not talk with the throat. Breathe with the abdominal muscles, and talk with the abdominal muscles and then mouth. Many speak in a rapid way, and in a high, unnatural key, but if they continue such a practice, they will injure the throat and lungs, and as a result of continual abuse, the weak and inflamed organs will become diseased in a serious way, and they will fall into consumption. Do you not see, then, that it is a serious wrong for any Seventh-day Adventist to be a consumptive? It is wrong for any Seventh-day Adventist to have continued lung trouble of any kind, but it is an awful thing for a Seventh-day Adventist, and above all, a minister, to die of consumption. Ministers and teachers should give a special attention to the voice, and learn the art of speaking, not in a nervous, hurried manner, but in a slow, clear, distinct manner, preserving the music of the voice. But you never can do that if you use the throat, much less if you use your throat and lungs both. Let no one say, "There is no use for me to try to pray, for others do not hear me." Rather say, "I will make earnest efforts to overcome this God-dishonoring habit of speaking in a low, indistinct tone, and I will put myself under discipline until my voice shall be audible, even to those who are hard of hearing." Will it not be worth disciplining yourself to be able to add interest to the service of God, and to edify the children of God? Let the voices of the followers of Christ be trained so that instead of crowding words together in a thick, indistinct way, their words will be clear, forcible, and edifying. Do not let the voice fall after each word, but keep it up so that every sentence will be full and complete. The proper use of the vocal organs will bring benefit to the physical health, and increase your usefulness and influence. You will see this more fully as we advance. We are simply searching now for the right principles. They can give attention to the cultivation of the voice, and by judicious exercise may expand the chest and strengthen the muscles. But it is not enough simply to expand the chest. It may be, and often is, expanded altogether wrongly, but you must expand it rightly. Now let us see how that is done. Let the abdominal muscles have full play. Do not bind the waist with bands and corsets, but taking in full breath, let the burden of your words come from this foundation, supported by abdominal breathing, and let the throat be the channel for the tone. The abdominal muscles cannot have any proper play at all, much less can they have full play, when you have them bound with dress bands and corsets. And when we come right down to practical health reform, really to right living, it is a living test with our sisters as to whether they are going to accept God's way or the devil's way in this matter, whether they will follow the Lord's word or follow fashion's tyranny. Which will you do? Will you set about this in sacred earnest and breathe according to the Lord's directions? Or will you bind yourselves tightly about so that you cannot possibly breathe properly, and so never have good health? Oh, let your bodies loose. Set yourselves free. Let the abdominal muscles have full play. Do not bind the waist with bands and corsets, but taking in full breath, let the burden of your words come from this foundation. In this way you can take in a full breath, even while you are talking or reading, and can keep it up right straight along, breathing not only between sentences, but between clauses, or even between words, if the sentence is long, just as you please, and nobody will notice it. But if you undertake to use your lungs in breathing, speaking, or reading, you will be constantly on a strain to keep yourself in breath, and if the sentence is long, you will actually have to catch your breath in the very midst of it. The reading or speaking will be all broken up. You will get weary, and those who hear you will also get weary in listening. Your lungs will be in pain. Your throat will be sore. You will be a living invitation to throat and lung diseases. Your work will be crippled, and your efficiency, and even your usefulness, will be destroyed. Oh, such a course is only a lingering death. The other way, according to the Lord's directions, is life, bright, cheery, active, vigorous, healthy, God-given life. Which will you choose? Which will you follow?